ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide, brought to you by the WBC, the World Boxing Council.
But it's something else to watch two men at the highest level battle, and one may be favored over the other, but you never know what's going to happen. And that's why boxing is the way it is.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history.
He comes on damn near Parpedo's full steam ahead.
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, coming at you from Sports Byline Ground Zero. Straight up, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated but never duplicated, 37, make that 38 plus years now, of knocking out all bums. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I'm your ever so modest host. I'm also a four-time Golden Glove boxing champion, as well as being an award-winning writer. So, allegedly, supposedly, I know a little bit about boxing. But guess what? I've always found out the average fan probably knows more. So, I will open up the phone line at the top of the hour here just for you. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Of course, you can also get us on the studio text line. That number is 415-275-1613. Once again, the studio text line, 415-275-1613. Well, we are hours away, of course, the big fight. Canelo Alvarez taking on the unbeaten Billy Joe Saunders, of course, coming to us from the UK. Man, he's got quite a resume, lots of O's, but can he fight? Hector Martinez, of course, Duran's former manager, says Billy Joe is a must. We'll see what happens tonight. But we'll have boxing's PhD coming up next. Of course, we'll talk about Socrates Palmer. And later in the show, we'll go into depth, of course, about Felix Verdejo and killing his girlfriend. Straight up, that has to be the lowest blow boxers have ever pulled in the past 25 years, or in my memory, without a doubt. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Check it. Your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts, brought to you by the World Boxing Council. Check out their website, WBCBoxing.com. More Ring Talk after the break.
You're listening to Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez, brought to you by the World Boxing Council, the WBC, right here on Sports Byline.
Check it. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide and WBC Boxing TV, of course, coming to you live on Twitch.tv, the Sports Byline USA channel. My name is Pedro Fernandez. Welcome to the show. Of course, we take it from the West Coast, where I'm at, to the East Coast and bring in boxing's PhD. I'm talking about Socrates Palmer Jr. And how are you today, sir?
I'm doing great, Pedro. Nothing like a big fight day, right?
Big fight day. But first of all, we're not going to talk about the big fight. This segment, I'm going to talk about the tragedy that took place this week. Of course, we'll talk about Felix Verdejo being arrested in Puerto Rico for kidnapping, carjacking, murdering. He killed her like three times. Felix Verdejo was a world-ranked lightweight. He lost to Mr. Nakatani, I think, in November or December, was stopped. That was a bit of an upset. But he had lost two fights. He was 27-2, considers Puerto Rico's heir apparent about eight or ten years ago. He never reached those heights quite like some people expected of him. But the girlfriend this week, a girlfriend told him that she was pregnant. He said, okay, and he told her, that's not cool, you're pregnant, and I understand where he felt on that one, but the bottom line is he did the deed. I mean, we're talking about child support. That's all you're going to have to do is pay some child support. His wife already knew about it. His wife and his wife confronted this girl with Felix hand in hand. The three of them met like 2 months ago.
I didn't know that his wife was aware of the infidelities, and that the young lady was pregnant. Just a terrible, terrible story. Basically, three lives were lost. You know,
a lot more than three.
Right, right. The domino effect of something like that happens. You know, just the whole ripple through the family. Horrible, horrible situation. Verdejo, there's no words, you know, to say, you know, the type of person he is, and hopefully justice should be swift and it's a tragedy, man.
Well, you know, I'm not a big death penalty fan. I told you I debated the current Vice President of the United States back in 1994 over the death penalty, and she beat my butt over that. I'm talking about Kamala Harris. And so I'm not all that death penalty orientated anymore, being an ex-cop, but there are certain instances in which I think a death penalty applies. And if you kidnap a girl and then you shoot some stuff and drugs into her system to try to kill her, okay, then you handcuff her, then you throw her off a bridge, and when you throw her off the bridge and she hits the water, you shoot her three or four times with your handgun just to make sure she's double dead, you deserve the worst.
And throw into the fact a baby was in her womb.
I'm glad that you brought that up. I was saving that for last. But, yeah, here she was a mother waiting. You know, here's what she says. She says, you know, she told him, you don't have to worry about it. I'm not going to come after you for money or anything like that. You know, I just want to have my baby. And he said, nah, that ain't going to fly that way. And, you know, I mean, listen, some guy told me this week, some guy that had cheated on his wife, and I brought it up with him because he was a cheat. He cheated on his wife a lot. Anyway, I said to him, he goes, oh man, Pete, he goes, have you ever been in that position? That crosses your mind. I said, what do you mean that crosses your mind? You don't do it. So he was like trying to justify it per se or something like that. There's no justification in kidnapping and double murder.
No, there's no way you can justify that. I mean, the only excuse that you have to murder somebody, unless it's your life is on the line. And at least that's how I feel. And obviously this wasn't. This was an act of cowardice. And, you know, I'm going to steal something that I saw from a mutual friend of ours, Steve Edwards, Breadman.
Mm-hmm.
He said on Twitter that, I don't remember verbatim, but that the boxing ring exposes a man's character. And Verdejo's career, whenever he faced adversity, he kind of folded.
Yeah.
And his true character did come out. You know, when this was real life adversity, you know, he didn't know how to handle it. Immaturity, selfishness, whatever you want to call it. The guy didn't know how to react. And, you know, he's, you know, tragedy all the way around.
Well, all I can say is, man, he only weighs 135 pounds. All I can do is wish a life of lots of boyfriends on him. Lots of boyfriends, maybe no death penalty, but let him live a long time and let him have a boyfriend named Bruno.
Yeah, I mean, jail is something, you know, I don't wish jail upon anybody, you know, but this is a special circumstance. You know, I hope they put him under the jail.
You know, I'm going to tell you a little jail story. I was teaching school in San Francisco as a San Francisco policeman. I had some teaching. And I was teaching street smarts, basically street skills, like a scared straight type of course in uniform. So I'm telling these kids that you don't want to go to jail because you go to jail, you get abused. And I tried to leave it at that. So the white kids were from the rich white part of San Francisco, Noe Valley, where the school was, where I went to school back in the 60s. So they were like naive to all this. And the black kids from the Hunters Point and from the Bayview said, you mean booty busting? And I went, oh, I guess so. Anyway, bottom line is I was fired. I was fired for being a little too real.
When real goes wrong.
I didn't know. Hey, listen, I mean, I didn't know what the kid said when the kid from the hood said, you mean booty buster? What do you mean? And I went, and then, of course, they went to lunch, and the black kids told to the white kids what the booty buster was all about. They went home and told their mothers. You know, I mean, instead of here's what's up. They shouldn't have mixed the two. I mean, I understand when they're trying to integrate the class and this and that to bring kids of color into the white neighborhood and that kind of stuff for an upscale education. Now, I'm all down with that. But the bottom line is, you know, we have totally different lifestyles there. And like one kid's with some of the kids from the hood, they understand exactly what I was saying. The kids from Noe Valley, you know, they're still stumped.
Yeah, there's a lot of people that live sheltered lives and you may be from the same state. Maybe a couple of zip codes away, but it's almost like coming from Mars, you know, that type of world that some people that live in minority communities, and you compare it to someone who comes from an upscale neighborhood, believe me, it's like night and day.
We're getting off the subject here, but some lady tried to refinance her house this week, and I can't remember what state it was, but she took away her house appraised for $100,000 more when the appraiser thought she was white.
Wow.
Yeah, well, that's crazy. Anyway, change the subject. Edwin Valero comes to mind. Is that probably the creepiest guy in all of boxing besides Verdeo now?
Who was that?
Edwin Valero?
Edwin Valero. Wow, that was like the equivalent of Chris Benoit, in boxing. That was just a guy that his brain short-circuited, and I guess when he realized what he did, supposedly he made a suicide in jail.
Yeah.
Horrendous.
He was a WBC lightweight title holder at one point in time, and he was undefeated, and he had gotten to a motorcycle accident when he was like 8 or 9 years old, and it messed up his brain really bad, and they attributed, in fact, he couldn't get licensed here in the United States. They wouldn't license him here. He had to go to Panama or South America to get licensed. He couldn't fight here.
That's right. Yes, I remember. He was supposed to fight in Mohegan Sun.
Yeah, exactly.
On the Showtime. Yeah.
You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a.k.a. WBC Boxing TV. Of course, we come to you each and every Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time. That's 2 p.m. Eastern time. Of course, we are just hours away from Canelo Alvarez and, man, Billy Joe Sanders. Undefeated Billy Joe Sanders. Hector says he's a bum. We'll see what the PhD of boxing, Socrates Palmer, says after the break.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide is brought to you by the World Boxing Council, the WBC.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Just what do you think of him as a fighter, huh?
Well, his footwork's lousy. He can't counterpunch, his timing stinks, and he doesn't breathe properly.
But you like him as a person.
He has a nice smile.
He is the current god of boxing. I'm talking about Saul Alvarez. Of course, they call him Canelo because he looks like a what's that watermelon? Cantaloupe. That's the cantaloupe. Anyway, bottom line is Canelo Alvarez, of course, in action tonight, defending that world 168-pound title against a young man, of course, with a WBO title in Billy Joe Sanders. He's undefeated. Canelo's lost that one fight to Mayweather, and it had a couple of draws. But outside of that, pretty unblemished record. Of course, tonight, he is a 3.5, almost a 4-1 favorite over the unbeaten lad from the UK. Now, to bring it to analyze this fight and handicap it a little bit more, we bring in boxing's PhD once again, Socrates Palmer. And, Sock, is this a 4-1 fight?
I think it sounds about right. Billy Joe Saunders, I wouldn't call him a bum like our buddy Hector did. he may be a trash human being, but that's a separate,
Time out. If you're going to lead into that and hint on that, you might as well tell the listeners and viewers what we're talking about.
Well, I mean, he has I have a nice sense of humor. I can laugh at a funeral. You know what I mean? Including even mine, I hope one day. But this guy really pushes the envelope of being a troll. Yesterday during during fight week, he's mocking a Mexican reporter. Then of course he was suspended, for making light of domestic violence. He's just a guy that you wouldn't want your daughter dating. Put it that way. I think he's a talented fighter, and I'll leave it at that.
So is he a guy that you want to see get beat up?
You know what? So a friend of mine said this could be like a Greg Haugen situation, he kind of like got under the skin of Canelo and, the Mexican fan base. I mean, yeah, I can see Billy Joe getting beat up, but Billy Joe has some game. I got to give the devil his due. Billy Joe's a very solid fighter. He looks, at least aesthetically, like he's in great shape for this fight. He better be, the fight of his life. And he's going to have to fight to win this. He's not going to win a decision on his bike, in my opinion. I don't think I'm breaking new ground. I mean, to beat Canelo Alvarez, you better beat him pretty soundly. You can ask if it was Randy Lara or Triple G that.
Okay. So we know what Canelo brings to the dance. We've seen his resume and his forte and all his various weapons. What does Billy Joe Sanders bring to the dance besides that O and the WBO title?
I think he brings a southpaw stance. I think he's got decent hand speed. He's got good footwork. He can crack a little bit, you know. Billy Joe Saunders he comes from that same culture of Tyson Fury, that gypsy culture, very macho, and he's going to have to put his cojones on the line to win this fight. You know, he's going to have to do what his idol did, Tyson Fury, and not just talk the talk, but be able to walk the walk tomorrow. He's going to have to bring it to Canelo, and the whole controversy about the ring and not coming in, I think just mind games. There was no way he was going to forfeit the biggest payday of his career over the size of a ring. Well, I mean, this is a guy that comes.
It was a 22-foot square ring. I hadn't seen a 22-foot square ring in a while. Was there a reason why there's 22? I mean, obviously, that sounds like the promoters put that together because they're in charge of putting the ring up.
All that stuff is in the contract. Am I right or wrong, Pedro?
It's usually in the contract, but, you know, Roberto Duran and those guys they screwed up with that Sugar Ray Leonard rematch. They gave him a 24-foot square ring. It was like boxing somebody in my backyard.
Maybe the pages got stuck together, you know, when they missed that. Yeah, I mean, listen, if you have a good lawyer to review your paperwork, you know, that type of stuff doesn't necessarily slip through the cracks. I thought that was just a lot of mind games. I didn't think that the threat of pulling out was real at all, you know, and just, I think Canelo did the right thing. He blew it off. He told him that he would fight him if they opened up the entire Texas Stadium. So, you know, or AT&T Park.
Okay, so you talked about Greg Haugen. Of course, Greg Haugen against Julio Cesar Chavez down there in Mexico City. We said that Chavez beat up on a bunch of Mexican cab drivers. And he did. But that's not saying that he wasn't a good fighter as well. Okay? And I think Canelo's obviously at the top of his game now, or pretty close to the top of his game, having held titles at 175, beating Sergey Kovalev, stopping him inside the distance, of course, winning titles at 168, 160, and 154. The lone blemish on his record, of course, the 12-round loss to Floyd Mayweather back when he was real green. You know, the Mayweather people, every time I see a knock on Canelo, I say to myself, is this a black guy? And it turns out it's a black guy. What is it the African-American boxing fan has against Canelo? They seem to despise him.
You know, I mean, I don't know. I could say something a little controversial, but, I mean, we've always talked about the great rivalries in boxing is Mexico versus Puerto Rico and Mexico and Philippines. Latino fighters and black fighters is the ultimate rivalry in the ring, okay? And that's even... if you step into a local gym, you smell that beef, okay? And maybe it's because of the fact that Floyd Mayweather is an admired fighter, but he's never, ever going to be a loved fighter. He's never going to have a country behind him, you know? And that's something that Manny Pacquiao has, something that Canelo Alvarez has, Roberto Duran, Julio Cesar Chavez, that power of having a whole nation being Team Canelo is something Mayweather will never have. And maybe there's some sort of jealousy.
Speaking, you mentioned Mike Tyson there. He said that he would much rather watch a Pac-Man fight than a Mayweather fight. Mayweather went through the roof on that and tried to call him out. I mean, he's calling out the former heavyweight champion of the world. Now he's fighting, what, a YouTube guy?
Yeah. And growing a beard. I mean, what was that? Do you see what he looked like? Oh my God!
Listen, the Floyd thing, and me and Larry are on the same page as far as Floyd's concerned. The action starts when the bell rings. The action stops when the bell rings.
Absolutely, I don't want to sound like a player hater, but he might be the worst thing to happen in boxing in the last 30 years. You know, he's just not good for the sport. You know, I understand he brings attention and. And if I'm a fighter on the B side of him, I love it, of course, because I'm cashing in the biggest payday. But in terms of the growth of the sport, he's the guy's bad news. He's in this circus, you know, against the Paul brothers. And, you know, I'm just going to ignore it. Maybe it'll go away, but, you know, I will watch. You know, I'll be a hypocrite and I'll watch when the fight comes on.
Okay, looks like Canelo and Billy Joe Saunders are about to break an attendance record down there. We'll see what happens with that. Want to mention this. Got to bring up Hector again. And both Hector and Larry sort of question the intestinal fortitude of Ryan Garcia. Are they right to question his intestinal fortitude? I mean, Hector's had anxiety. I've had anxiety. Larry says he's never had anxiety in his life. But then again, Larry's never drinking. He's never drank a cup of coffee in his life ever. He's 90 years old. Never had a cup of coffee.
Larry Merchant doesn't drink coffee?
Never wow. had it. Never had. Well, does he sound like he's all amped up on coffee to you?
No. Larry's a very chill. Speaking of Larry, I miss the Godfather on the radio, on the TV airways, man. He's sorely missed.
Well, once I get this Twitch thing together as far as Zoom and all that kind of concerns, we'll have the Godfather on the live stream face to face. You too.
Yeah, I mean. Okay, I got to make sure I get a haircut every week now.
Like John Gotti?
I the Teflon Don.
Did you know he got a haircut once a week?
Yes, I did hear that.
And you know, that would sort of tell me if I wanted to hit John Gotti, I would wait at the barbershop.
That's true. Yeah, I mean, maybe back then when cell phones, there were no cell phones back then, and locations and... And John, you know what? John, if there was Instagram, I think back then,
I happen to think you're right on that one. You know, I saw him at a fight at the Garden, I think one time. No, I did see him at the Garden one time. And then one time I met Joey Merlino in an Atlantic City after hours party Mercer, Tommy Morrison fight. So I saw Joey Merlino, the head of the Philadelphia mob, and all the, these guys, I was freaking out. I said to myself, I told the girl I was with, I said, you don't know who that guy is.
Yeah.
And you know what she tells me? He looks like some skinny punk. What are you scared of him for? I went, she goes, you're a boxer. I go, shut up!
Ignorance is bliss sometimes.
Right? Ignorance is bliss. All right, let's get a quick prediction before I let you go.
Canelo Alvarez by decisive decision. I think that Billy Joe Saunders will get hit early and then decide to conserve his boxing livelihood by not staying in the pocket, and he'll go comfortable and quietly into the night. I don't see him being able to take Canelo.
Good enough. Socrates Palmer, of course, boxing's PhD appears exclusively on Ring Talk Live Worldwide and WBC Boxing TV. Sock, have a good week.
You too, my brother. Enjoy. Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day. That's right. The PhD of boxing, Socrates Palmer, on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
There's only one Mayweather.
He must know that I'm not like no other fighter. I can give it. And I can take it.
There's only one Mayweather.
I've been here before. I know what it takes. I don't want no excuses. So I'm just going out there and be the same Floyd Mayweather. I've been here before, and I know what it takes.
He talks the talk, and he walks the walk.
When it's lights, camera, action, it's time to get the fans entertainment. The fans want to be entertained. I mean, when I'm home, I'm like anyone else.
Walking to the money land.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide, brought to you by the WBC, the World Boxing Council.
Woo!
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez, brought to you by the WBC, the World Boxing Council, right here on Sports Byline.
Welcome back to Ring Talk Live Worldwide and WBC Boxing TV. Of course, my name is Pedro Fernandez. You can always check out the WBC's website, WBCBoxing.com. President Mauricio Suleiman invites you to come to the website, check it out. It's got all kinds of information there, upcoming WBC fights, nutrition, you name it, rest, you name it, diet, everything's going on. They got it at WBCBoxing.com. Now, Boxing Hall of Famer Floyd Mayweather, he's like 50-0. Of course, you want to count that fight he had over Conor McGregor. Conor couldn't lick a stamp if you wet his tongue. I mean, never boxed a boxing match before. So Floyd's, you know, Floyd this time is not going to go after a guy that never had a boxing match before. This next opponent had a boxing match before, and I believe he lost. His name is, he's a YouTuber, Logan Paul. I thought it was Jake Paul, but it looks like Logan Paul. Evidently, Logan Paul is his lumberjack-looking brother, Jake's lumberjack-looking brother. If you want to talk about the guy that just looks like a lummox, look up lummox in the dictionary. You'll know exactly this guy's picture will show up. I kid you not. I mean, he is a lummox. And, of course, Floyd going to give up like 35, 40, maybe 50 pounds to this guy. And when you're fighting a bum, you can give up 50 pounds to him. You can. You can give up 50 pounds. Now, when you're fighting a guy that can fight, you can't give up that kind of weight because size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports. Okay? And this is combat sports. So do I think that, you know, Jake Paul or Logan Paul, whatever one of these clowns, of course, these guys are going to fight in June. It's going to be, I think, the Miami Stadium down there in Miami, Florida. This is going to be a big thing. And all these people are going to show up. This guy's got 3 or 4 million people following him on Instagram and YouTube and all this Facebook, all this kind of crap. The guy's a fraud. The guy's a fake. The guy couldn't lick a stamp if he wet his tongue. And you're going to pay him millions of dollars. You guys are going to spend money. Some of you listening to the show, Socrates said, he just, Sock said it. He's going to spend money to watch this. So the people that run in Triller are not stupid. They're going to make money on this. So of course, I think the co-feature is going to be not Mike Tyson, Kevin McBride and Evander Holyfield. Of course, McBride, the last time I saw him, he had knocked out Mike Tyson in Washington, D.C. And Lummox, he's like, this guy's like Lurch. Remember Lurch in the Addams Family? That's Kevin McBride. Like, dum, dum, dum. Slow, cumbersome. I can't believe Mike Tyson lost him. I mean, it was like, Mike just fell apart emotionally, much like he did against Danny Williams a couple of years earlier. Bottom line is, Mike wasn't the, he wasn't Teflon Don when it came to emotional, weakness. I mean, he wasn't. I mean, he was the strongest man in the world at one point in time when he was on top. When he was on top, when he was able to dictate what was going on, when he was a man, Mike was in control. Like Mike wasn't in control, he wasn't really in control anymore. You know, he just wasn't. Okay, that rape case, of course, I think he got jived on the rape case, you know, because a girl, Desiree Washington, she said she was, now, and this might be for, not be for the faint of heart here, but she was spotting on her period. In other words, she was having a menstrual cycle, or she was in the midst of her menstrual cycle, or monthly cycle, and she told Mike Tyson that she had to go into the bathroom. So she went into the bathroom and took her little panty shield off because she was spotting, because that's what she said in the testimony, and she put it on the sink board. So she put it on the sink board, and she went back out, and then she said Mike Tyson sexually assaulted her. Well, I say to myself, that's reasonable doubt, because if you're going to take off the one thing that's going to prevent penetration, being that panty shield or that little Kotex, Tampax, Pied, whatever you want to call it, the bottom line is I think that's all kinds of reasonable doubt. And the fact that Tyson's lawyer, who was a tax attorney hired by Don King, threw the case, I mean, that was like, that was the way. Tyson would have been better off getting one of those people's lawyers. I mean, like the people's court, where some guy comes up there and pleads his own case because the lawyer Mike Tyson had did him no justice, none whatsoever. So back to Mayweather, 50-0. The last fight against that schlob, I'm talking about, you know, Conor McGregor. Of course, he stopped him like the 10th or 11th round. Oh, it was so intriguing. I didn't watch it. I haven't watched it since. I haven't watched it ever. I wouldn't want to watch it. I'm not going to watch this Logan Paul thing unless Logan Paul knocks him out. And Logan Paul's big enough. Maybe he kick Floyd low in the nuts or something like that. He'd have a chance. But probably in a boxing match, he has two chances. Slim and none. Like Don King says, Slim is out of town, baby. That's all there is to it. So anyway, Logan Paul, Floyd Mayweather going at it June the 6th at the Hard Rock Stadium in Miami, Florida, of course. All I can say about that is they're going to sell this fight, and will it be a fight? Probably not. I mean, what's Floyd going to do against a 190-pound guy? If the guy had any moxie, any body, moxie whatsoever, I would just walk over and just smother Floyd. Just go over there and smother him. Get him against the ropes and smother him. Just mug him. Mug him around. I mean, that's the way to beat this guy. I think Floyd can be beat. I do. Possibly not by this guy, who, as I said, doesn't know boxing. You know, like if you laid the letters on a piece of paper and told him spell it, he'd have problems. Just like I had problems with Logan Paul and Jake Paul. I don't know. Both bums, both brothers. What can I say? They should both be arrested for impersonating professional fighters, and that's all there is to it. Anyway, bottom line is you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and MMA, of course, coming to you live from the Sports Byline Studios. As I turn down my iPhone here because it went off in the middle of the show like it's not supposed to. Anyway, Saturday and Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific time, of course, we come to you live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM, Satellite Radio, Channel 217, and like 1,000 other internet platforms, including Twitch.tv, the Sports Byline USA channel. Now, if you like our show and you like the video stream, you can always go back and watch the video highlights. In other words, our president here at the network puts these video highlights together. And it was like he cuts out a couple of things of the show, like a commercial here and there, and boom, brings you like the show. The entire show is rocking and rolling every week. You can catch it live and delayed at Sports Byline, at the Sports Byline Twitch channel. That's right, twitch.tv, Sports Byline USA. That is the channel. Anyway, Logan Paul, I just can't believe it. Logan Paul, why does Floyd Mayweather want to come? Why is he like... Why is it he just can't go away? I mean, he's like a bad dream. Like, and if I told you, if he was in pornography, there would never be a money shot. Because I told you, the excitement starts when the camera starts rolling with Floyd. If Floyd was a porno star, and the excitement would stop when the camera starts rolling. Because when in his boxing matches, the excitement stops when the bell rings. That's it. I mean, how many times has he said over the years, I'm going to knock this guy out, I'm going to destroy this guy, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. And he hadn't destroyed anybody. I mean, he really hasn't. I mean, he beat up Conor McGregor. That's probably his claim to fame the last couple of years, of course, making all that money. More power to him, and made money. There's no doubt about that. It was a moneymaker, much like this Logan Paul thing. Well, maybe a moneymaker, of course. But, you know, I'm afraid that somebody will get hurt. Hopefully Mayweather. No, I'm just kidding. When you put squares in the ring, when you put squares in boxing, you know, these guys out here on 3rd Street in San Francisco, the 3rd Street Boxing Gym, and I know the guy that owns this place probably didn't get pissed off when I'm saying this, but, you know, I thought he pulled a boot. You know, there's some people that don't belong boxing. I mean, whether they get in shape and they put on gloves and that kind of stuff, they shouldn't box. You just know it. Like, man, you ain't going to let this guy box, are you? Well, out there on Thursday, they let some guy box, and they shouldn't have had nothing. Should never had a boxing glove on his hand or a headgear on his head. Maybe a boxing glove on his hand to hit the bag, but never a headgear on his head. Anyway, he was killed. He got killed in one of those little, I think he had a little smoker fight out there, and he got killed. So what am I trying to tell you? I mean, I'm down for squares fighting, squares boxing, but squares get hurt. And squares, of course, you know, squares, that's what happens. People say, hey, man, did you hear about the guy that killed out there on 3rd Street? I mean, I don't ever hear about who won this championship or won that championship. Boy, somebody gets hurt, and they're quick to bring that up, no doubt about that. Now, boxing, of course, is the premier match, the premier boxer. The premier boxing promoter nowadays appears to be Eddie Hearn. Of course, that's the guy that's got Canelo, and of course, he's got a working relationship with Oscar De La Hoya and Golden Boy Promotions. Anyway, he is now, of course, going to take all those fights to DAZN and wipe out Sky TV and Sky Sports in the UK, according to our UK expert, Sir Kenneth Rainford, last week. Anyway, check this out. This is the boxing schedule for Las Vegas's newest world-class casino, Virgin Hotels Las Vegas. Fans will be permitted inside the revenue for all four fight cards, inside the venue for all fight cards. May 22nd, Undisputed World Junior Welterweight Championship showdown between WBC and WBO title holder Jose Ramirez. He's undefeated. And Josh Taylor, of course, from the UK, the WBA and IBF title. I think he's got one loss. I'm not sure. And the co-round and the 10-round co-feature will be Jose Cepeda versus, Hammer and Hank Lundy. That's not much of a match. They're two old guys. Anyway, the bottom line is that's going to be May the 22nd. On June 19th, undefeated superstar Niall Inouye. Of course, they call him the monster. He's like 115 pounds now. Defends the IBF and WBA. Take it back. 118 pounds. Defends the IBF and WBA bantamweight crown. Of course, that's 118 pounds against Filipino number one contender Michael Hot and Spicy Dasmarinas. Mr. Dasmarinas, please get your medical and your medical insurance together and make sure that you go out and get some life insurance, because at 118 pounds, this guy is really, really dangerous. He can do a lot of damage. Talk about Inouye. They call him a monster. Yeah, he is a monster. And on June 26th, former three-time world champion, the guy that was the greatest fighter of all time. He never lost a fight in the amateurs. 399-1. They robbed him. He came back. He beat the guy that he lost to in the amateurs. He turns pro. He goes on an undefeated roll. He gets mugged by Orlando Salido in a 126-pound title fight when Alando decided he wasn't going to make weight and came in like 145 and just beat down Vasyl Lomachenko, just beat him up. Of course, so Lomachenko then goes on a bit of another streak, doesn't lose for a lot of years, and of course comes up against Teofimo Lopez, the current world lightweight champion, 135-pound champion. Of course, the real deal, no doubt about that, coming to us originally. I mean, his people come from Honduras, but he comes to us from Brooklyn, and he is like the lightweight champion. He surprised everybody. Hector had to pay up a couple of hamburgers on that one, and everybody was paying up on that one because I was betting on Lopez. I mean, I thought it was an easy fight for Lopez because it was. It really was. When you look at the 12-round fight, it wasn't all that tough. I mean, it wasn't. I mean, tell me when Lomachenko won, but maybe more than one or two rounds. That's it. Maybe one or two rounds. He didn't do anything. I mean, he was sort of blown away by the fact he was overpowered. He was outsped. He was being outpunched. I mean, every facet of the boxing game, Vasyl Lomachenko was getting beat at by Teofimo Lopez. So therefore, you know, when Lomachenko decided he wasn't going to seek a rematch because there was a rematch clause. No, take it back. He didn't put a rematch clause in the contract because he was so cocky that he could beat Teofimo Lopez. He said, we don't need that. We don't need that rematch clause, him and his people. Well, guess what? They needed the rematch clause because they got their, you know, head handed to them. They got beaten pretty decisively. Of course, a unanimous nod over 12 rounds. And now Lopez is going to defend against the unbeaten Australian George Kambosos. Is that his name? Kambosos. I think he's like 20-0. Of course, coming off that big win over in the UK about 4 or 5 months ago. But he's hot. He's ranked number one by the IBF. Of course, the IBF is one of the sanctioned bodies that recognizes Teofimo Lopez as the lightweight champion. So this is going to go down, of course. This will go down the Vasyl Lomachenko fight. It's going to be on June 26th against Masayoshi Nakatani. Nakatani is the guy that knocked out the aforementioned Felix Verdejo. Of course, the wife killer, the baby killer, the murderer, the double murderer, the guy that deserves to have gay boyfriends for the rest of his life, as long as he's heterosexual. Anyway, when he goes to jail, if they don't kill him, as far as the death penalty is concerned. Anyway, June 26th, Nakatani versus Vasyl Lomachenko in a 12-round lightweight main event. Of course, that's going to be on ESPN+. More power to ESPN+, no doubt about that. If you haven't got the app yet, there's probably a couple apps you should have as a boxing fan. One, ESPN+. You get a lot of UFC. I'm not big on that right now. But you get a lot of UFC, and you get a lot of boxing. Bob Arum's boxing, that's all on top rank. Plus, they had a card this morning from like at 7 o'clock in the morning, Pacific time, from like England. I kid you not. So, you know, they got all kinds of weird stuff going on ESPN+. So ESPN+ has also got the UFC. Then you go to DAZN. DAZN's got all the fights. Of course, DAZN's going on tonight with Canelo Alvarez and Billy Joe Saunders in the main event. Of course, the undefeated Saunders taking on the king of boxing, the absolute king of boxing. He's probably going to lit up like a White House Christmas tree. And why do I say that? Because Hector says that Billy Joe Saunders is a bum. And Hector, if he turns out to be a guy that can fight or ends up winning this, I'm going to trash you forever. I'm just kidding. He's my best friend. I can only say that he'll get my best friend. You are tuned to Ring Talk, live, worldwide. Check it. Your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Of course, coming to you every Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time. That's 2 p.m. Eastern time. Saturday for an hour, Sunday for 2 hours. Of course, live right here on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM, Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network. Now keep going like 1,000 other internet platforms, including Sirius XM Satellite Radio Channel 217. Now, Tim Zhu, the son of Kostya Zhu, of course, the former world champion from Down Under, the guy that beat up Zab Judah and caused that big controversy in Las Vegas when Zab Judah tried to throw a stool at the referee. Anyway, Tim Zhu, his son, is now 18 and zip, junior middleweight, ranked number one by the WBO, number three by the IBF, 18 and zip, 14 KOs will clash with the number seven-ranked WBA contender, Michael Zarafa, 28-4, 17 KOs. That's going to be in Newcastle, Australia, on July 7th. It'll be televised on Foxtel Main Event, pay-per-view. I don't know if that is, but anyway, bottom line is they're doing things down there in Australia. And Australian fighters, man, they're selling. There's a guy, I can't think of his name right now, but the hottest fighter in Australia used to be a rugby player. I kid you not. A rugby player is a pay-per-view star, according to Ray Whitley, Mr. Ray Whitley, down there in Australia. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, back after the break.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide is brought to you by the World Boxing Council, the WBC. I wish I may, I wish I might make you my all-star shining bright. I know,
I can feel it, this time is real. Welcome back to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, a.k.a. WBC Boxing TV. In fact, you can check out the WBC website at WBCBoxing.com. Of course, they hope to have the Ring Talk episodes up and running at the WBC website, on their YouTube page, all kinds of their Facebook page, all kinds of stuff. Of course, the people down there, Mauricio Suleiman and company, Jose Suleiman, the namesake of the Godfather. Of course, I think that's Mauricio's son. Anyway, he's working on the audio end of this, and the media end of this. So we're really getting a lot of exposure and play with the WBC. So I thank them from the bottom of my heart. Now, don't forget, tonight, the big fight, it's not on pay-per-view. You don't have to pay like $1 million to watch it. But if you join the zone, you know, it's going to cost you $19.99 a month. And that's what cost me $9.99 a month because I've been there a long time. But some people, of course, when the zone wasn't coming up with a lot of live boxing, decided they were going to ditch the zone and then they were going to watch the zone on, you know, pirate channels and this and that. And anytime you watch on pirate channels, although you're saving money, there's a good chance you're getting a virus. So it's probably not worth it. I keep you, unless you've got a Mac, you're probably going to get eaten up by viruses going with that bootleg stuff at VIP Sports and I mean, all these different websites around the world where they give you free fights. There's always a catch to it, and the usual catch is a virus. Anyway, you've been to the Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Check it. Your inside look into the world of boxing, MMA, of course, coming to you twice weekly, Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, and that's 2 p.m. Eastern time. Saturday for an hour, Sunday for 2 hours. Of course, this is the Saturday show. When I come back on Sunday, we'll come back with the results. The winner and the loser, of course, Billy Joe Saunders and Canelo Alvarez. I'll say it right now. I think Canelo stops him in probably about the 10th round. If it doesn't go to points and a big points win for Canelo Alvarez, he stops him around the 10th round. This is the way I see it. Billy Joe's going to be game, but that gameness, he's going to end up paying a price for it. You have been listening to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, the executive producer, the one, the only, the incomparable Scott Cuddy. Until next time, my name is Pedro Fernandez. Don't forget, Ring Talk Live Worldwide, Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, live on these same channels. And I know there's a million things you can be doing right now, but the fact you're listening to Ring Talk Live Worldwide or watching us on Twitch.tv, well, I thank you from the bottom of my heart. Till our next show tomorrow, peace, love, and a ton of respect.